Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So the previous Pasuk was Nitzor Bni Mitzvah Savicha Ve'alti Toish Teras Imecha. Now our Pasuk Kashrem Alibcha Samid, tie them on your heart always, and Dem Al Gagre Secha, wear them on your throat, like, you know, like a necklace.
What's the
lashon on the la'anod, is to put something around the neck. So that's to fasten it on the neck. Yeah. So the Goyin says, Kashrim al libcha samit hu b'machshava. That is the inyan of machshava, that you should always have the Torah mitzvahs in the machshava, in a person's thoughts. Kipasu kanal diber b'mitzvahs shu b'maisa, because the previous pasuk spoke about the mitzvahs, right? Netzor b'ni mitzvah savicha v'altitayish, right? Torah mitzvahs. So it spoke about the mitzvahs, which is b'maisa. And now the pasuk is telling you that it should be on your heart, b'machshava, on dem al galgarei secha hu b'dibur, and to bind them or tie them on your, wear them on your throat. That's of course a reference to the koyach dibur, which comes from the garon, from the throat. B'hu machshava dibur ma'isa, so that between these two psukim, you have a reference to all the three different layers of the person, which is the machshava dibur ma'isa. Yeah, but there is this idea of machshavas lev, machshavas alev, that
they go together.
So who says? Okay. Yeah, but there's clearly both. Yeah. Fine. Next pasuk, b'salechecha tancheo isach, the pasuk that people are familiar with from Siyumim. B'salechecha tancheo isach, when you're going, it should guide you. B'shavecha tishmor lecho, when you're lying down, it should watch you. V'akitzoisa hisisichecha, or guard you. V'akitzoisa hisisichecha, and when you awake, it should be your conversation. That should be what you're speaking, it should be Torah mitzvahs. Says the Goyin, Shashloisha matzavim heim ba'adam. There are three situations in a person: amida, vehiluch, v'shchiva. When a person is standing, a person is walking and going, or lying down. Those are three situations that the person is can be found in. V'chein heim shloisha zmanim. What's that?
Sitting is amida.
Oh, he didn't. Yeah, Amida. I guess it would be Amida, the sitting. Yeah. He's going to refer to sitting a little bit later. We'll see what he does with it on a different parish. But okay, so v'cheinim shloisha zmanim, and so they are three zmanim, three different times. K'mo shemu chazal b'salechecha. Right, the Gemara says b'salecha. Darshan is a pasuk in the Gemara in Saita. When you go, it should guide you. So that's a reference to Ilam Hazeh. The Gemara says is referring to a person's misa, that when you lie down, meaning in the kever, in the grave, it will guard you, will watch you. Vakitzoisa, meaning the Torah, right, will guard the person in the kever. Vakitzoisa is yisichecha b'tchiyas ha-meisim. And when you awaken in tchiyas ha-meisim, so that will be your conversation, right? Your speech will be entire. V'chein he'neged shleisha olamos. And these three clauses of the pasuk are also connected, a parallel of three different worlds. Sha'adam dar ben achar misasa, that a person lives in, or dwells in, after his misa, after his death. Torah and mitzvahs. They're also connected, these three clauses are connected, three different worlds that a person dwells in after his Ptira, Vahu Oilam HaShofel, Vegan Eden HaTachtoin, Vegan Eden HaElyon. And that is the lower world, the lower Gan Eden, and the upper Gan Eden. Sheboi Darin Nefesh Ruach Neshama, that in them live or dwell the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Because the Guf is buried down below in the Oilam HaShofel, and there's really a Bechina of the Nefesh that stays there in the Oilam HaShofel. And then there's the Gan Eden HaTachtoin for the Ruach, and the Gan Eden HaElyon for the Neshama.
Means this world.
Yeah. Ve'oid hein neged ma shebelayla oil haneshama vaguf nishar, and they're also connected with the fact that at night the neshama goes up and the body remains below. And then it's mavur in the zoya when a person sleeps that the klipas gather around him. That's why a person becomes tameh and needs netilas yadayim in the morning. One of the reasons. And it's like in Misa, it's like similar to death in the kever. So I think the va'oid over here is referring to the two second steps. In other words, v'salecha tancha oisach is when you're walking in oilam hazeh, meaning in your waking state. And then I think here he's talking about the two second steps. B'shach v'cha tishmar is a reference to the time that a person is sleeping, and now we'll see. Vizel, let's just read a little bit further in the Goyin. Vizel v'shach b'cha tishma alecha v'kitzeis hisisichecha. Achar kach k'sheshav haneshama elav, when the neshama returns to the person, meaning in the morning, right? When the neshama comes back to the person, oy meres loy kol mashalamda b'layla b'olam elyon. So then the neshama tells him everything that she learned at night in Olam HaElyon, v'zeu hisisichecha, and that's what it means, that when you wake up, it will be your discussion, your conversation, because you get new giluyim from the neshama when the neshama went up to up above. We're talking about a pretty big level, I guess. The Goyin is saying over here, but. So what happens again? So when the person is sleeping, the neshama goes up, and what's left behind is just the body. Memela, when the body is left without the neshama, the klipas begin to gather. It's kind of like a fly on dead meat, you know, on a corpse of an animal or a person, whatever, right? So the flies immediately come to take, because they're not going to attack with that same ferocity a living person. A living person whacks them away, but when there's no life, so then they have easy access. So the same thing, when there's no life of the higher levels of the neshama, and all that's left is really what's called a kista d'chiyusa. It's just like a little spark of something which is going to enable the body to come back by tchias ameisim. It's going to be able to reconnect to the neshama through that little thing that's left. But so that's when the klipas now have easy access. There's no too high of kedusha pushing them away. By the way, l'chayra, you have to say that the klipas wouldn't come if it wasn't for that little bit of ruchnis that was left in. Because the klipas, what are they attached to? They attach to a place where they can get something. They're looking for yurnika. They're looking for food, right? The same way a fly is looking. They're looking for food. And that food is ruchnias. So there's a little bit of ruchnias in the dead body as well, but not enough to drive the klipas away. So that's why when the person is sleeping, he's affected by the klipas. The klipas are coming and they're hovering around the person more. That's why we say Kriya Shema Lamita. Call a mazikin bedele memeno. It keeps the mazikin away. The koyach of kriyash malamita, pila gemara brachas, and that's what really comes out. Pisoid is that these are mazikin that are naturally going to come to the person when his neshama has gone up, and he's just the body left behind. So it needs a special shmir, and that the koyach of kriyash ma has to drive them away.
A general question.
Yeah.
What are people's, why
they call them? Okay, that's a good question. The idea of klipas is the sitra achra, is really the koichas satuma, koichas ara that are in the world, and their be'etzem, they play a function of separating between the creation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because be'etzem, that's why they're called the klipas, really, because they're just like an external, exterior function surrounding the pre kiviyochol, the ikar. The problem is when they take on a mitzias unto themselves, right? Where they say, like, you know, we're the story. It's sort of like we had in the Haftarah this week, right? Paro says, Li yoyriv ania sisisoni. Paro is the head of the klipas, the head of the sitra achra. And he says, you know, the yor is mine and I made it. I'm a sugar. I made the yor. That's the klipas get it to their head where they become as if it's like they have a real mitzias to them, a real koyach, shtei reshuyas kiveyachah. But be'etzem, their function is really a part of the bria, allowing there to be schar v'aynish, allowing there to be a bria here that now Hashem, right, we said bria comes from lashon of bar, outside, right? Bati broi, bati gavoi, right? Broi is lashon of outside. So the bria is something which was boire, he created, meaning he took kiviyochol outside of himself. What serves that function of outside is that there's some kind of kiviyochol mechitza he set up that his aura is blocked off, not inaccessible or naturally unnoticeable unless one goes through the process of avodas Hashem, Torah mitzvos, etc. That's our job. That's what we have to do, is bring the bria back to him, reconnect it back to him. But then the klipas is what's always separating us and always making us trouble. So that's when they see a vacuum of ruchnias, they attach themselves that much stronger. That's also why they attach themselves that much stronger to Yidden rather than to non-Jewish people. Because there's much more kedusha there. There's much more for them to take. So if the yid his maisim are not the way they should be, if he's misrachim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there is be'etzim a big kedusha there, but in a way where they're able to, where they're kiviyachol invited, where there's nothing going to be pushing them away because the maisim have you know allowed for these klipas to come in. That's the lepetach. That's it. This is all the pasuk lepesach chatas roivitz, right? But the Yitzhar is right there at the opening. Where you give him an opening, he comes. The opening is the lack of kedusha, is where the kedusha of the person, you know, is mistalekes, becomes removed, goes up, whatever that means exactly, you know. But this is the process that Goyin over here is talking about. It's simple, that the neshama goes up at night. So that's, then the person is much more in danger of having tumah and klipas and sitracha attaching to him. That's actually, this is a big inyan for shevim, actually, if we're already saying this. And, the Arizal and the Shara Kavanas gives a big kavana for Kriya Shema Lamita. And that's the Ikka Kriya Shema Lamita, is that for cases where a person saw Keri, so, and it could even be, so that Rizal says over there, in a way that was not Mamish Asr, like he says a case where there's Bia and there's some Keri that was Yaitse before or whatever, even though it's not Mikra Din, what might come out before, like not the huh? Yeah, he says that that's also, yeah. So even though mitzad din is that, but it's something that's has a certain kedusha to which is, you know, it's a problem, and therefore it needs a tikkun through Kriya Shema Lamita. And he says that what happens is those tipos, then they give kiviyachol bodies to these klipas. The klipas are like kiviyachol bad neshamas, if you want to say, that are looking for bodies to enclose themselves inside of. That's what the idea of, again, mazikim. And this is what happens when they have zera that's not in the place, or keri that's not in the proper place. So then those klipas now can attach themselves to that, and then kiviyochol, those provide them, they become their gufus, the Klius, there's this idea of there being neshamas kiveyachal neshamas. It's, you know, zeh u'mazeh asa lekim. Stam, I saw a beautiful, just now, this is beautiful parenthetically, Rosh Hashanah. You know, we have on Yom Kippur, we have the idea of Seir LaHashem and Seir LaHazazel. Right? And the Seir LaHazazel, the Ramban, and the Farshim, what they speak about, it's like kind of a sheichad for the Sitra Achra. We give them a little bit of a something, so they'll go away. Okay, we made you happy, now leave us alone, and you have the Seir LaHashem. So, the Maisa, the LaHazazel, is Rosh Hashanah, Zel Umas Zel Osa Elikim. The Kishvo who created the evil paralleling the good. We saw in the Goyim, right? We saw the way, same way there's an Adam Tikdusha, there's an Adam Blial. Somebody trying to go in. Same way there's an Adam Tikdusha, there's an Adam Blial. So the same thing, there's these Koiches of Tumah that are looking for bodies, and that's what they take from to make themselves bodies, right? The Tipa Iskari has a chance to be a body for a person, Tikdusha. If Chas V'Shalom, it went to waste, so now it can be a body for those Koichas. So then what we say is Kriya Shema, through the Kriya Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, specifically that Pasuk, and then a little bit there's a Kavan in Baruch Shem Kolei Malchus Eilam Voy. It kills those Klipas, it kills those Kiviyochel, those bodies, and it releases the, you know, whatever koyach that the klipas took to themselves, it releases, and then there's a kavana to reattach it back to the kedusha. So that's which is a very major part of shavim, right? Since the Indian of shavim, main Indian of shavim is tikkun hayesod. Okay, since we already said this, I'll just say one more thing, which is going to be my Rebbe Reb Sroya Devlitzky Zatzal. Was Madgish, he emphasizes in his Sefer on Shavim that you know, the place where the Kedushas Yesod begins, the source of the Yesod is in the Lashon. The Sefer Yetzirah says, Bris Hamor and Bris HaLashon, that they're in line, right? They're both in the middle of the body. And the Iker is, it's all coming from the Kav of the Das. It's the middle, the Das is the middle. And the Lashon is the beginning, it's in the head, it's the beginning of that Kaf. The Dibur is where the Das is expressed, right? That's the expression of the Das. So he says that if you want to be metakin the Yisoy, you have to start with Tikkun HaLashon, Shemir HaLashon. This is a good time to be Mischazik Shemir HaLashon, because otherwise you can try to work on the Tikkun HaYisoy, it's actually just not going to, it's not going to help. If you don't have the Tikkun HaLashon, which is like the source of everything, you're not going to be able to get to the proper Tikkun HaYisoid either. So it's so where sometimes it's difficult to speak on these inyanim, but if you focus on the Tikkun HaLashon, okay, at least you're getting to something real, something important. Not only something real, something important. It's the backdrop of all the avoda. After you have that solid, you know, or at least you're working on it solidly. So now there's also what to do in the on the lower level of the Yisoid. Lower, I'm saying lower mitzat, the ishtalshalus of the person. Fine. All right. So that's what klis are, to some extent. Okay. So that's the, this is another, so the Goyim gave us over here a few perushim so far. Three matzavim of a person, amida, hiluch, and shchiva, right? The person in Olam Hazeh, in the Kever, and in Tchis HaMesim, right? That's the second parish again for this pasuk of Bisalech v'chotancha oisach, b'shach v'chotishmar alecha v'kitzoses hisecha. Another one is the three olamas that a person lives in after his p'tira, which is the Olam HaShofel, the Gan Eden HaTachton, and the Gan Eden HaElyon. And then another thing, which he doesn't specify what the third thing is, but I think the third thing is just the waking state, and then the that's Bisalech v'chotancha oisach, b'shach v'chotishmar alecha, as the neshama goes up, and now that's like a state of death, kemat. And then the when the neshama comes back, the neshama tells over the chedushim what it learned that night, gives over to the person. Okay, so that's what was that? Four perushim, I think we said. Now weiter, another perush. Now here I hope I'm going to read this right. I I didn't like the nusach over here in the edition that I have of the Masada of Rav Kook. So I looked at the Philip edition, and I tried to make markings here how to read it. So I hope I'm reading it right with the Philip Girsa. So he says like this: Va'oid, another perish. Shehei neged mitzvus asei v'loisese v'toira. Another perish is these three things are going. These three clauses are going keneged mitzvus asei, mitzvus loisese, and toira. Right, when you're going, it will guide you the whole day. That's that a person needs to go and do them. Right, mitzvahs are things that you have to go and do. So that's b'salecha tancha oisach, is go do the mitzvahs asay. B'shach v'cha tishmar lecha, when you're sleeping or lying down, it will guide you, it will guard you. Who loisase? That's a reference to the loisase. Why? Shetzar shchiva. You need to lie down, not do them. It's a state of like, don't do. So shchiva represents that idea of not doing the maisa. Kalem ishaloi lahalich v'lasase, not to go and do it. And then the last clause of when you're awake, it should be your discussion, your conversation. That's the reference to the learning Torah. He plugs us into the pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim. Right? Fortunate is a person that doesn't go in the atzis rishoyim. Who loisaseh? That means reference to loisaseh. He doesn't do the loisaseh like the rishoyim are telling a person to do. Uvederech chatoim loy omad, and he doesn't stand in the derech of chatoim who asay. That's a reference to mitzvah asay. Shloy omad elohalach. That he didn't stand, rather he went. So uvederech chatoim loy omad. He didn't stand in the derech of chatoim, like the chatoim, they stand and don't do mitzvahs. And he instead went and did mitzvahs. That's the derech chatoim. Derech chatoim is the way of chatoim are, the way of sinners are, that they just stand. And this guy didn't just stand when it came to mitzvahs. He went and did. And in the place of Leishim, he doesn't sit. Hu batayra, that's a reference to Torah. Chazal tell us, in the Masechus Avos, two people that sat and they didn't have divrei Torah spoken between them. That's a Moshe Leitzim. So that's these three clauses are also in the first pasuk of Tehillim. Void, and then further another perush. Shei nega shlosh tefilas. It's connected to the three tefilas. Erev, voikav, tzarayim. K'moshe kaz lemala, like we said earlier. Shei bizman shchiva alich v'amida, because those are the times of the lying down, the going, and the standing up. The standing up being shachris, the lying down, of course, being marav, and alicha being mincha. And it's also connected, parallels three parts of the world that the person lives in, which he mentioned up earlier, a long time ago. We saw it in Parak Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, that there are three parts to the world that a person really can find himself in. Shlish Midbar, a third being the Midbar. Shlish Yishuv, a third being the Yishuv, where people, you know, live. And Shlish Yam, a third being the sea, K'mashkosalamala, like we said earlier. Which again is also an idea of nefesh, ruach, neshama, really. But that's all these breakups of three. It's because three is a running theme, that everything in Metzias is always divided into three. It's a big yesod in Kabbalah. And the groin, you can see Kaseder the whole way through. He's always dividing everything into three. If it's dibu makshava, dibu maise, if it's... And it's not just him. He's showing how Shlomo HaMelech is doing that in Michelin. And that's why you keep finding these different parallels that it plugs into a number of different layers and a number of different sugyas in the few words that Shlomo HaMelech says, but it relates to a number of different inyanim. Yeah. Everything boils down to three. That's what our world is, three-dimensional. That's why it breaks down to three. Yeah, we can have a further expansion of it, which is 3 times 3 plus the 10th, which embodies it all. That's 10 spheres. Seder. But at the base, the Chachma, what's Lashon? No. What's the beginning of the Pasuk? The Chachma Yibana Bayis, with Tfuna Yiskoinen, with Das Chadorim Male. That's the three things. Chacham, Bina, Das. Everything else is just an extension of those, of the three. It's the three columns. All right.